friendship with Jesus.
Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania 19023 in the United States of America.
Is a friend of mine. Oh, what blessed sweet communion. What a sweet communion. When we all come together and have this opportunity to worship and praise God together. The breath that God has given us, it is not worth breathing to take the gift of God and end up in a burning flame. But one thing is for sure, that breath won't be with you there. He'll take it first. So while you have it, you should want to worship God with it. You would want to praise God. You want to worship Him and give Him all you can. So when you're done, you say, Lord, I wish I could have done more. But if you do enough, the Lord can do His work. I will leave this pastoral visit telling you, God got this. He has this. There is nothing that can come nigh you or upon you that He don't know about. And if it's upon the church, He did it. That's why the church give the devil no credit here. We don't have to talk about him here. We know his devices, we see it. But our conversation would always be with God. The Lord. Give it. The devil sitting somewhere crying, saying, them folks always blaming me and it's you. Telling God it's you. He said, will you please teach them, the Lord give it and the Lord taketh away. Not the devil. The Lord. And it's written, blessed be the name of the Lord. So, all the folks that worship the devil and come into the house of God talking about what he's done and what he's doing, and they got to go and spray doorknobs and take oil and throw it on their cars, and the car ain't got no soul. Doorknob ain't got no soul. Oil is for two things: fasting and praying over folks with elders using it. Don't mean your local the man that picks up your trash, the sanitation engineer that's in your neighborhood can come by and anoint you. There's no power when the sanitation department come by your house. He picks up trash. Amen. The elders anoint with oil. Priests have always used the oil. And you can anoint your head for fasting. Amen. Oil is not used for throwing it on inanimate objects and to think something's going to happen with it. Yes. God got this.
Amen.
I'm going to leave and I'm going to come back with the same message. God got this.
Amen.
The Lord has been good to us. No matter what the enemy has done, it is not the enemy doing this to us. It's God.
Amen.
The Lord wants us to be strong in the times such as this.
Yes.
Because this is the will of God. And I want to live his will, so I cannot have this perfect life in this world. In this body being perfect. It was made from the moment it was born. It was born to die.
Amen.
Amen.
I can't stay here long. I'm sure Methuselah and the years that he lived is not available to me.
Yes.
Because the word of God took the longevity of man down once and then down again and said, I give you
70 and 10.
Yeah. And if you get past that by reason of strength, some of us, there's some good strength going up in his place.
Amen.
95.
Yes, Lord.
Someone told me, said, now I like this community of saints because these people that's 90 and 95,
yes,
they must have been good to their mamas and their daddies because the Lord honored them,
yes,
to let them live such a long life, because he said, honor your father and your mother,
yes,
so your days will be long upon the earth. Yes. So y'all have done that. We thank you.
Amen.
But I am sure tonight and today that what Methuselah lived is not available to me.
Amen.
But what is available to me, I've seen 95.
Yeah.
I've heard of 103.
Yes.
But they don't have to be available to me either. But what is available is this moment.
Amen.
Because I serve a God that is, a God that was,
yes,
a God that said he laid down his life, and a God that says, I'm the one to come.
Yes,
Lord.
And if heaven is talking about that, that's what I want to talk about, because God got it.
Amen.
You got seraphims up talking to one another, saying, holy, holy, holy. You come down and you stand and you're talking about the magnificent works of God.
Yes.
And then he say, tell me about you. How is my work being magnificent in you?
Yes.
And you can say, I'm grateful to God.
Yes.
For what? For every moment he's given me, that I have found the forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
I can praise him.
Amen.
I can worship him. The time that Methuselah lived might not be available to me, but what is? The continual speaking of my lips will be to praise and worship God.
Amen.
It's always times such as this that the world is trying to find God. They didn't find God when there was no sickness that could come to their doorsteps.
That's right.
They didn't have to find God, did you? When they were rich and had much to do about nothing. They didn't search out of God. They searching them now. They moving into what they had put up in their little storeroom called their savings. And they got to go after that now because work has dried up. But the church is still moving along. Still praising God. With little God is in it and has supplied much. And we are still saying, God got this. I don't care what man come up with that can harm or can heal. He will never be God that can heal a body or give the body something that man can't even deal with. Because there was a woman that had a disease that man could not fix.
Yes.
And all the money that she had couldn't help her. But when her brain, her ears, all heard that there was Jesus. They haven't even been told yet that that name have all power in heaven and earth. All she heard about the fame of a man named Jesus was somewhere in her coast. And after having given the physicians all of her money, she came and bought healing that required no money. She found a deliverance that didn't cost her anything. All it needed was, do you believe that I can do this? And with the press so much around Jesus, she had to get down and crawl to his garment. But at a touch, y'all women got that. We're going to give it to you. But us brothers got our voices, our spirits to say, Lord, don't have to come just speak the word. But at the touch, this woman's issue dried up and she didn't give Jesus a dime. So every preacher you see on this idiot box called the television or internet, every fool that requires you sending him an offering for you to be blessed, he's damned.
Yes.
We never preach that. The Lord never gave us that.
Amen.
He told them, what I have given you, go give them freely. Go give it freely. So if an idiot tells you, I got water from Jordan, what good is water from Jordan going to do you? There was no healing in the water of Jordan unless you get some instructions from me to go bathe. It's probably coming out of the tap of his kitchen or somewhere else.
Yes.
But he's a liar. He's a thief and a robber.
Yes,
Lord. And when people make merchandise of God's people, God didn't send them.
Amen.
Yes.
God does not require you pay him anything for anything you want from him.
Amen.
All he wants is something that is not of value of this world. He wants your heart,
yes,
your mind, and your soul.
Yes.
To believe that he is God and he is a rewarder of them that come after him. You got to seek him. Sometimes the Lord plays hide and seek, even though he can't play the game well. He hides and some portion of him is being seen. So I see you. I see your foot. That body might be behind that wall, but I see your foot. And you go kiss it and say, oh, I found you. He says, seek me while I may be found. Because coming a time that you will not be able to find it.
Amen.
So all of these people say, I'll send you something if you send me. You got to sow seed into me.
Yes.
What word do I have to sow into you to get word? The seed is the word.
Amen. So true.
And I am the dirt that you're supposed to be planting it in. What seed I got to sow to you?
That's right.
For you to sow to me. a financial blessing. You know, I never read that. Man said, oh, and Jesus went and got the money out of the fish. That wasn't no financial blessing. That was to pay Caesar.
Yes.
And think about that. God said, yeah, we got to pay. Anybody got anything?
Yeah.
We don't have. Such as that, we don't have.
Yeah.
But he said, go fish. He said, first one you get, pull it out.
Yes, that's right.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want to surmise, but I can. That the fish went down and found a ship that had wrecked.
Yes.
And went on down there and scooped up some and bought it up.
Yes.
Or you can believe that the Lord just put it in his mouth.
Amen.
And showed them, I am able to supply all your needs if you got to go fish. And the fish you get is the one that I sent to you.
Amen.
Now.
Amen. That's right.
Thank God.
I heard that, I believe.
Amen.
Preachers on the thing here telling you to send them something for them to give you God's word is not of God.
Amen.
And a preacher begging is not of God. Because if we are hungry, you will never, ever know. We'll be poor, and you'll think, say, my God, he is rich as I don't know what. And we oppose the broke commandments.
Amen.
Thank God he mended them. When someone asks you to give them something for the word of God, they're not of God. Because God has done something with his man that made him ready for you.
Amen.
So God didn't give me Bishop Johnson's voice. He didn't give me Bishop Shelton's voice. But I got their spirit.
Amen.
Because the one that had this office, starting with our Christ, has come on now to me. So when Bishop Johnson tell you the Lord said, I'll raise up a prophet from among the brethren, and him shall you hear, that didn't stop at him.
Amen.
Amen, that's true.
He passed it on to the others to say, now, whosoever hears you will then hear me.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it didn't stop there. It continues.
Amen.
This is not all of God's work.
Amen.
He's doing a mighty work to now.
Yes.
Amen.
Today, right now, he's doing a mighty work. And there are these spoken epistles that we want to declare to you today, something that was written aforetime, but it was written for you to learn. So you would know God and you would know his adversary. And when you see the adversary, you should run straight to God. Don't talk to him. You're not going to win a conversation with the devil. You ain't that bad. There is nothing under this sun that's going to change the will of God to be what man wants versus what God wants.
Yes.
So when the spirit that was in the prophets of old, our spirit has to be subject to the spirit that was in them. Can't change things. No matter how much we love you, we still have to kiss the word of God and say, I thank you. I praise you for giving me an opportunity that your words could be even in my tongue.
Yes.
That is a worship that saints give to God. I want to try if I can, and I at most times I'm successful. Because I'm talking to the church. I'm talking to that perfect thing that is in an imperfect vessel. And is longing to get out and be free.
Amen.
I'm talking to that creature that said, why in the name of heaven were we made on this order? You were made on this order.
Yes, Lord.
So that there would be a quickening of bodies. Can you imagine that moment?
Mm-hmm.
When all of the earth and the sea got its issues. And a quickening. There's going to be all of this moving and this shaking.
Yes, it is. So true.
And all of these souls are going to just come out of graves and stand there and wait on God. He's going to say, come hither. And all of these souls is going to go up and be brighter than the sun itself. This was in God's mind.
Yes.
It was in his thoughts.
Yes, Lord.
So he cleaned up a vessel that was undone and unperfect.
Yes.
And say, let me touch your tongue. And just by the touch, all of this became perfect.
Amen.
Even in its sinful state.
Yes.
Why? I have repented.
Amen.
I have been washed.
Yes.
And I have the Holy Ghost. I have the God. But he needed me for a special work. And my tongue got touched.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank the Lord.
I could see at the moment that there were rocks like growing on them. And my hand was pulling them. But Nehemiah came in a vision to me and put these two fingers on the bottom of my tongue, my teeth, and opened my mouth so that they could just continue. And they, every time I remove one, they would grow even bigger and bigger and bigger.
Thank God.
And he said, I appeared unto you for a purpose. And here is my purpose.
Yes.
You. I'm here because I was cleaned, because I'm ahead of you.
Amen.
To show you he's going to do the exact same thing for you. His vessel he keeps. His vessel, when men can blaspheme against it, he said, that's all right. I know the work that is in my mouth to tell you that God himself, before a soul had the Holy Ghost, he gave him his bread.
Yes. Amen.
And he gave him his wine.
Amen.
Which represented his flesh and his blood.
That's right.
Before he ever breathed on them to receive the Holy Ghost, by being in his company and being able to touch him, he had already had them prepared. But when he breathed on them, he made their vessels ready. Now we can go out. And now that he's touched you, they were touched first.
Amen.
They were delivered from the enemy first.
Yes, Lord.
And then they were sent to you. And when they came, you were out. Listening, what thus saith the Lord? You are desiring something better than your current condition.
Amen.
And when you heard the words of truth, you relinquished your thoughts, your mind,
yes,
your desires, and you testified, God got this.
Amen.
And you know what God has? You.
Amen.
And he's not going to let you go.
Thank you, Lord.
He's married to you and he don't believe in divorce.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. That's true.
Hallelujah to God.
He is married, espoused to you, and he's not going to let you go.
Yes.
I don't care what the perception is that you have done. An angel has come to you to say, Lord, take them.
That's right. Thank Amen. Praise God.
Don't forsake them, Lord.
Take
them.
Yes.
They have had troubles on the right hand and the left hand, but they still desire. So he put something in your company that the seraphim say, we need to get this message across.
Yes.
And this thing is so hot, Nehemiah said there has to be someone to break it down for you so you don't burn yourself. My tongue can take it. But I'm not going to hold it just for me. When Bishop Johnson began to preach that there's no Son of God in heaven now, the servants of heaven gave him that.
Amen.
Because they wanted to know, all of the world is thinking that there's two. Tell them there's only one. Tell them I had a son. I forsook that. I got rid of that. I went down to the ground and I quickened it. I didn't pick up what I took down.
Amen.
But what went back was what came down from heaven.
Amen.
Spirit came down.
Yes.
Spirit went back.
Amen.
When he began to explain that the right hand doesn't mean that a spirit wind has a right hand or a left hand.
Amen.
If you blow, that wind doesn't have any right hand. It fills the heaven.
And the earth.
It fills the earth.
Yes.
Right hand and left hand is for your thinking.
Yes.
But when you elevate yourself to say, he feels everything. Mm-hmm. Where's the right hand of God? Or where's the left hand of God?
Right.
When he feels everything.
Yes.
When he's in you a well of living water, he's in others the same. He's not lacking because he's in you.
Amen.
So when the angels flew down and gave him the message, he was just like Christ. Mm-hmm. Folks say, brother, I walked with you until now. I can't walk with you no more. And they left him. But they left Jesus.
Yes.
When Jesus said, you must partake of my flesh and my blood, the disciples said, we walk with you far enough.
That's right.
That's
right. Yes.
We're not going to do. But if they took him literally, that's how they could not perceive what he was saying spiritually.
Amen.
And he served it while he was still wrapped in it.
Yes, he did. Amen.
He was still wrapped in it when David said that that table was prepared in front of his enemy. He's sitting there with it on and signified to all of them that are sitting, here is my flesh.
Yes.
That was broken for you.
That's right. Amen.
Here is my blood that was shed for you. Take it. What you mean? In preparation for us. Something that he was doing naturally. That he was going to leave fragments. That same bread. That same flesh.
Yes, Lord.
That same blood. That same wine was going to be fed to us.
Amen.
Amen.
If you can come with me a little bit, I want to show you how in the preparation, Peter could not have carried this gospel 1 foot if God didn't make him prepare to move it because it's heavy.
Amen. It certainly is.
To walk with the gospel is death. Because an exchange must be made from you that's given me something. I have to give you life from death.
Amen.
Carrying this gospel is heavy. And you cannot do it unless God himself put it upon you. Otherwise, it will grind you
to powder.
Amen.
So I take you at a time when the Holy Ghost was working with Esaias, and he made it possible for him to know, even though you feel this way about yourself, I'm going to send you down some help. And when I help you, I want you to know that there's going to be a bunch of people, a stiff-necked folk, that is not going to turn. But don't let that discourage you. He'll send you hope and say, God got this. And I'm telling myself, but he told me he can turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. He's telling me that at my entrance into this, but he said, you leave it to God who he's going to turn. God got this. But you're trying to turn every soul from darkness, and you're trying to turn them to the light to let them know that God is with you. Everybody. Everybody wants the blessings from God, but nobody want to suffer with him. But they told me when I was a child, this is a suffering way. I didn't understand it until suffering knocked at my door. And I began to say like my mama, this is a suffering way. But all of us want to rejoice with God and dance and have the heavens rain down, the windows of heaven open, and all the blessings are pouring down.
Amen.
How's that going to strengthen you? Your strength comes from just the opposite.
Yes.
Your strength comes from when the devil himself has had a conversation with God about you. And God testify of you. These are mine, saith the Lord. And when I make up my jewels, he's talking about you. And if the word has said that, you must be the word that manifests that. The word is not going back void. It's going to carry souls through all of this life, deliver it right back to the kingdom of God, and stand in the presence of God one last time for eternity. So in Isaiah, I need the 6th chapter of Isaiah to just get this point across to you and try to encourage you today.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple.
Now, for those who believe that the Lord is Jesus, and he's sitting not on the throne, but next to it. Isaiah didn't say that.
No.
He said the Lord was sitting on the throne,
yes,
and he filled it.
High and lifted up.
He was high and lifted,
yes,
and his train just filled everything.
Amen.
If you want to go to the right, there he was. You want to go to the left, he was there. You want to go up,
yes,
down, crossways.
Yes.
He filled it all.
Amen.
Him saying the right hand just means power.
Amen.
When he says, sit here at my right hand until I make your enemy your footstool, he just says, sit in the power of God. Don't
Amen.
Move. The power of God is in the right. That's why at 1,000, but at 10,000, your right hand.
Yes, that's right.
Amen. On your right side, your victory is there.
Yes.
If 10,000 come.
That's right.
So let 1,000 come in front of wherever they're going to go. Mm-hmm. But on the right side, you let 10,000 come.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a jawbone of an ass and you'll take 9,998. He gone.
Yes.
9,999. He's dead.
Yes.
10,000. All you need is one bone.
Amen.
Above it stood.
Above it stood the seraphims.
Above it stood the seraphims.
Each one had 6 wings.
My God. Here now is the pairing of seraphims at the throne of God. These fellows, these angels work above the throne. The ones that work with you work under that.
Yes.
But here is the power of how God move among men and get his work done when he choose a vessel to put it in your midst. And he's not going to leave you comfortless. He's not going to leave you where you don't know the truth. He's not going to leave you where you don't know him from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof.
Yeah.
He'll pick trash from among you and he'll elevate it and give it his words. And that's all you want. You don't care what it looked like.
Amen.
You don't care about nothing. Give me what the truth of the gospel is.
Yes, amen.
Above it stood the seraphims, which
each one has six
wings.
And with twain he covered his face.
With two that covered their face.
And with twain he covered his feet.
With two that covered their feet.
And with twain he did fly. And one cried unto another.
And the seraphim start talking said, one to the other.
Yes.
Holy.
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 Holy. Yes. Minister Shaw, get me Revelations 4 and 8. I'm going to make my point. But I want you to just walk with me. So you see the staff, just follow it for me. Because I'm taking you somewhere to let you know what's in your midst, what God has done for you. And anybody that is crazy enough to discard us or throw us aside, you can't throw the church off. Even with Omega, Omega didn't realize when he told the church to go to the right side, he told the church to go to Bainbridge Street. He said, if you are for Nehemiah, go on the right side. He didn't realize. He was telling the church, you stay in the power of God because I'm going to make a mockery. I'm going to make fools of somebody. He said, if you fall, that old dog, he called it. He said, go to the right side. Go to the Bainbridge Street side of the church. And few souls went over and sat down, including my brother Terrence. Went right on over to the right side and sat down. And then he said, all of those who are far off, Father, the blessedness, Bishop Shelton, you go to the left. I knew he was dead, so why would I go in over there?
Amen.
But he sent all of them to the left, and the majority of the 5,000 sitting in the auditorium, all of them crowded over on the pigment tea stride on the left, not even thinking, why am I going to the left when the Holy Ghost said, go to the right?
Amen.
And all of this separation he was doing, the Lord said, there's six things I hate, yea, seven. One that causes division.
Yes.
And I was close enough to him to say, can the balcony be for them that are on the Lord's side? And his words was, there is no space for him in here. When I heard that, I knew there was no space for me in there.
Yes.
And by the time we got to the corner of 22nd and Bainbridge, here come my brother. I said, well, I thought you was going to sit on Nehemiah's side. He said, I did. He said, but they start talking about us. Like, he said, I ain't never heard such stuff.
Wow.
He said, I got right on out of there. And everybody else that was on that side came on out. So can you imagine being on the outside now? There's nobody on the right. They're on the sidewalk. And here most of them on the left. When the Lord come, he said, the sheep is going to the... Oh, y'all work with me. And they hadn't, it hadn't clicked to them because the Lord had blinded their minds so they wouldn't understand. But here now the church was on the right side. When the church burned down in the late 50s, when Bishop Johnson went to the sidewalk, all the saints went to the sidewalk while the place was on fire. Here was another fire now about to burn. And we were on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Above it stood the seraphims, each
had six
wings. You'll give me Revelations 4 and 8.
And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him.
Here's the same beast.
Yes.
That Isaiah, see, it didn't change when God opened up John's eyes to see the same thing.
Yes. And
it didn't change.
Amen.
All of a sudden, they didn't have eight wings.
Six.
They had six.
Yes.
When Isaiah opened up his eyes and when John opened up his. So if somebody come and tell you they had eight, he said, curse him.
Yeah.
That's not what we preached.
Amen.
When you go against the word of God, you have gone against what God is. And that's his word. Yes.
And they were all full of eyes within.
The eyes were within.
And they rest not day and night, saying.
My God. See?
Holy.
Don't rush me. You took me there. Don't rush me.
Lord.
What happened day and night?
Yes. Rest not day or night.
There was no resting day and night.
Saying.
They were still saying.
Holy.
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 Yes.
Hallelujah to God. The God that. Is, was, and is to come.
Yes.
They are still declaring
yes.
what God is going to do.
Yes.
When Bishop Johnson closed his eyes, it was day and night. Holy, holy, holy. Telling the people of God, you got to be holy.
Yes.
Telling them how to walk perfectly.
Yes.
Telling them how to live a holy and a righteous life in this present evil world. Night and day.
Yes.
Wake him up. I guarantee he'll preach the gospel today.
Yes.
You must be baptized in water in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ.
Right.
You've got to receive the Holy Ghost with the evidence of
yes.
tongues. He'll tell you today.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake him up.
Yes.
But you don't have to do that. I'm here.
Amen.
Yes.
Saying holy, holy,
holy.
Lord
holy.
God Almighty.
Holy. Lord God.
Almighty.
Almighty. This one Lord.
Yes. Which was.
Was.
And is.
When was he? When was this God was with a past when he's from everlasting to everlasting? Had to be when he put on flesh
yes.
and blood. Had to be when he shed it. And he said God laid down his life. When did God ever lay down his life? When he put it on in Mary's body.
Yes,
and on the cross,
mm-hmm.
he let it go.
Yes.
Lord God Almighty, which was
and is
right now
mm-hmm. and is to come.
And is to
come.
Are you prepared for when he comes?
Yes.
Take me back to Esaias for a minute.
Yes.
I think I got these fish on a hook. And we're going to find some wealth in their mouths.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried.
And when they cried one to another, saying, holy, holy, holy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried. And the house was filled with smoke.
My God, the prayers of what they're doing is filling the house with smoke. The praise that's going up is smoking out the house.
Yes.
Yes.
Then said I.
Isaiah said, Woe is me. Woe is me.
For I am undone.
I'm undone.
Because I am a man of unclean lips.
My lips are unclean, Lord.
And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips.
I'm dwelling among a whole bunch of folk. Who's going to lead us? Who's going to take us? The Lord said, I need somebody. Who's going to go? He has already made his selection.
Yes.
God has already made his selection.
Amen.
So I got to put some power in that man. I got to give that man at his right hand. Hallelujah to God.
Yes.
If you have any issue and he's sitting at your dining room table.
Yes.
You got to look on him, because when your eyes meet his, something's got to happen between our connection, because we got a community going on with Jesus in the midst.
Amen. For my eyes have seen the King.
My eyes have seen the King.
The Lord of hosts.
I've seen the Lord of hosts.
Yes. Then flew one of the seraphims unto me.
Then one of the seraphims took those two wings,
mm-hmm.
so he could move. Covering his face, but I know who you are.
Yes.
I know who else could come down.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God, and walk among where I am and do this to me.
Yes. Having a live coal in
his hand. Having a live coal in his hand. Where did he get it?
Which he had taken with the tongs from off the altar.
He took the tongs from God and found the coal. With some words on it that we got to get down to all of humanity. So he took that coal from God and came down to the man of God and said, John 20.
Yes,
yes
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
21.
Yes.
Amen.
Sleeping with the Bible, hallelujah to God, under his pillow. He had to open it up. That was his calling.
Yes, Lord.
But when the coals came down, he picked the same one to say, peace.
Yes.
Be unto you.
Peace be unto
hallelujah.
You.
As my Father have sent me. Yes. Here's the word.
Yes.
Talking to the word.
Yes.
What?
And he laid it
on. So shall I send now you. Yes, come on.
Yes. And he laid it upon my mouth.
He laid it upon my mouth.
And said, lo, this hath touched my lips.
Hallelujah to God. Now this is touched.
Thy lips. And thy iniquity is
all of your sins. Hallelujah to God. I don't care. Because when he had somebody else's wife, something was moving. He took her and took her to her husband and said, Now I'm going to get mine. Yes. Something was moving to clean up all the iniquity. So when I get you ready, hallelujah to God, all your iniquity is now gone.
Yes, Lord.
I didn't leave no seed, nothing falling behind you. I fixed it all.
Yes, thank God.
Amen. So when you stand, they say, well, where's, what, didn't he do all this? Mm. He ain't got no young ones or nothing behind it. And all of it is cleaned up.
Amen.
This has touched your lips.
Yes.
Now all of your iniquity.
Yes. Thy sins.
Herein is.
And thy sins purged.
The blessedness. Yes. The blessedness of the man. Yes. For them that don't understand what the word is.
Yes.
Abraham was the first one.
Amen.
With the serving of the bread and the wine. He did not impute sin to Abraham. He said, I accept this from you as righteousness.
Yes.
When he takes a man and he clean him, he's getting him ready for you.
Thank
so there's no guile in him. There is no hatred in him.
Amen.
There is no, let me see if I can get something for myself. Whatever he has, you have. Whatever you have, I have.
Amen.
Why? Because you've given it to me.
Yes,
yes, come on now.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said.
He laid it upon my mouth and said to me.
Lo, this hath touched thy
hallelujah
lips.
Hallelujah to God. This has touched thy lips.
And thy iniquities.
And thy iniquities.
Is taken away.
Is taken away.
And thy sin purged. Also I heard the voice of the Lord.
He's moving me kind of fast. I guess he got somewhere to go. Whew. I'm working, so I can put in 8 hours and I'm still good.
Amen.
I ain't in a hurry. I want to show you what's among you for your sake.
Yes.
When Bishop Johnson fell asleep because of the power that he had while he was walking, all of those people wanted to run out, couldn't leave because he was so powerful in his words. They were afraid, some of them. But when he died, they felt free. And all I'm talking about, I got to take a stand for truth. How are you going to take a stand for truth against it?
Can't do it.
You can't do that.
Amen.
God had already called this way. He had already chosen Israel who he's going to save. He's not going to forsake us now and get another wife.
Amen.
And everybody running out, oh, God called me. Oh, I'm an evangelist. I'm a pastor. God don't make those. We do.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
We put those in the church. We find what the church wants and needs, and we ask God, who are you going to choose to do this work?
Yes.
So he'll show us somebody. Our eyes will see somebody that's doing the work. We say, come on, brother, help us. You don't go and be an evangelist to evangelize outside of the church.
Amen.
The evangelists go to where we have already walked.
Yes, yes, Lord.
What we have already done.
Yes.
They go back and keep the people encouraged.
Yes.
You don't go out and form another something. You work within what God has already done. How are you going to evangelize something that's not quite in the church? The church needs the evangelist. The pastor needs the evangelist. The elders are in the church. What are our elders doing outside of this?
Yes.
What's some old man that's been in the way all his life doing outside of the way?
Amen.
What are you going to do? What young person going to come to him and say, I remember Bishop Johnson. You do? What did he teach? He said, be steadfast. Why are you over here?
That's right.
Amen.
What did he tell you to do?
You.
That you should be with the body of Christ.
Amen.
There is but one body.
Amen.
It's not all these different bodies. Look, that's man's way.
Yes.
Come on now. Yes.
Yes. Also, I heard the voice of the Lord.
The man of God said, I heard the voice of the Lord.
Saying.
I heard God's voice saying.
Whom shall I send?
Whom shall I send?
And who will go for us?
My God, who's going to work for the church? Who's going to work in Jesus' business?
Yes.
Who's going to pick up daddy's business because he died and left a will?
Mm-hmm.
Here's the work.
Yes.
Continue it now.
Yes.
And I heard him say, who will do this?
Yes.
And we then spoke back to the Spirit. Here am I.
Yes. Then said I.
I said then, here.
Here am I.
Here am I. Send me.
Yes.
I'll go.
Yes. And he said, go.
And when he finished with me on February 22nd of 1994, he said, go now. Go among my people. Go to them that have been scattered and began before I come. He said, to gather them into one. And he said, wherever your feet will trod, I'll give you the victory.
Yes.
And there will be nobody that will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
Yes.
Send me to my father.
Yes. Amen.
Go so your father can pray for you.
Yes.
And I went to my father's office and he looked at me. He said, what's wrong? I said, nothing's wrong. Mm. But he knew something was going on.
Yes.
I said, the Lord has spoke to me this day. He said, go back and ask him again. I said, may I see Deacon Patterson and not my father? He said, oh, my Lord.
Yes.
Saints, when my father's hands touched the crown of my head, the Holy Ghost began to speak. The sense of my tongue got loose while he prayed the prayer from Moses to Christ. To Bishop Johnson upon my soul. And he said, go now, present yourself to your mother. My God, I thank God. I couldn't drive at that time because I was full. But my brother took me to my mom. I walked in. My mother was in the dining room. And she just looked. And she said, oh, Lord. My child, she knew. The moment that she looked at the outward frame, she knew something had happened on the inside.
Yes.
But the Lord had touched me. The Lord had come now. I need you to go. And then there were issues that began to be in the body of Christ. But God had me among them. Cancer was nothing for the right hand. Hallelujah to God. Lumps on the breast was nothing for the right hand. There was nothing that presented itself to this frame. Even that COVID itself. That I can walk through the valley and the shadow of death. The Holy Ghost is already ahead of us. Say, this is about to be divine healing. You started, he placed it at your feet. And say, now you move it up wherever you want it. And the saints began to move during the course of the 3 or 4 days. They were moving it all about them. So when they got news, they began to say, I was in divine healing. So this is not going to do me no harm. Hallelujah. God. No harm. No harm. No harm. This world can't do me. There was a preparation made. Who can I send that can tell them, open his mouth and say, divine healing is coming your way. Who can I send that a robe that was on Mars Hill could be among the congregation for one more touch? That the virtue hasn't gone out. It's still in there because God has touched somebody's tongue, that he doesn't have iniquity and he don't have sin, but the holy blessedness is still among the people of God. He said, for what I can give you, you will pluck out your eyes. It was already among us. When Sam came to me, say, my God, does he have the power of the Holy Ghost? The touching of the right hand, and the Holy Ghost began to fall. Hallelujah to God. Some say, go to him. You want the Holy Ghost? Go to him. Say, I'm afraid. But she said, if you want it, go to him. Why? God has visited him.
Yes.
We drove all the way from Philadelphia.
Yes.
We came all the way from Carolina.
Yes.
If you want something, go to him.
Yes.
And a soul I can remember walking down the right side of the church, coming on down and knelt right behind me on the right side. Knelt down on the right hand. Hallelujah. And as I was praying, and hitting the string instrument, just talking to God. Hallelujah to God. You can hear this soul saying, Jesus. Jesus. And not many moments passed. Just a touch and all of a sudden, the tongue was now dancing in their mouth. The Holy Ghost had it. There was something sitting down on them. Why? There was preparation made for that moment, for that soul to know that God, I said, I came down from heaven to lift you out of the dunghills of this world, because I want you to be with me forever. And I don't care what happens to you from this point until you die. I got you. The preparation was made already for a soul tarrying 25 years. It was nothing, because God had made a preparation in me for that soul alone. He's never left the church. But I said, Lord, here am I. I said, I'll be your prisoner. And I can feel and hear my body walking into a jail cell. And I can hear the doors going clink, clink. And I say, I'll stay in here. Hallelujah. As long as you walk with me, I'll stay here. And as I was climbing all the walls of wisdom, I could see the books as far as I could look. And the Holy Ghost will present a book and make my soul go to the book. And my sister, hallelujah to God, was coming up behind me. And I said, you can't go where I'm going just yet. I said, but let me, hallelujah, go ahead of you. I'll make the way safe. So at some point, when I have gotten what God is going to give me, I'll come and get you.
Amen.
I've done that. My soul was prepared that the Lord himself was going to do a work for you, because he didn't want you by yourself. He didn't want you comfortless. He didn't want you in the time of trouble that you don't have anybody to call and say, oh, thou man of God, they told me I lost so much blood. Hallelujah to God. You got to call somebody.
Yes, you do.
If you want to get a hold of heaven, Nicodemus had to call to heaven. He had to get a hold of Jesus.
Yes.
Cornelius talking to God. God say, send for Peter.
Yes,
if you want heaven, heaven gonna send you to me.
Amen.
I've been prepared for you. My life has been changed for you.
Yes,
so I know when I hear God,
yes.
I know his voice.
Yes, sir.
I know his voice. He said, now look, I got this. Stop worrying. Stop letting your body, your temperatures and all your pressure going up and down. Settle yourself.
Yes.
Oh, thou man of God, I'll hear you. Then I heard a voice of the Lord saying, who shall I send and who will go for us?
Then said I.
And I said, here am I.
Here am I. Send me.
Send me. I'll go.
Yes. And he said.
And he said, now
go.
Go.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.